The director of anti-human trafficking unit of the Ghana Police Service, Superintendent Patience Kwee, says the unit is equipped to apprehend perpetrators of child labor in the country. She has therefore warned miscreants engaged in the practice to desist from the act in order to avoid the wrath of the police. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Superintendent Kwee thanked the International Labour Organization, ILO, for enhancing the capabilities of the anti-human trafficking unit to deal with the child labour menace.
I think with the exit of ECOWAS 1 and 2, with the benefits that we from the anti-human trafficking unit has gained from this project, I think will not be found wanting in that they have really built our capacity. Today we can say that we've been able to train over 500 police officers about human trafficking and then child labor. And then also we've been able to equip a lot of police officers. They are able to embark on operations on their own. Even those on the road, the MTTD and all those people, now are aware of their environment and they are able even to track down these activities. With that, we stand tall to say that we will be able to survive because of the kind of capacity that they have given us.
Talk of anti-human trafficking unit of the Ghana Police Service, and then what comes to mind is apprehending perpetrators of child labor. What message do you have for perpetrators of child labor?
Well, child labor is a crime in this country. When you look at the Children's Act, it's there that children are supposed to be in school and they are not supposed to do any hazardous work. So it is clearly spelled out in the law. And therefore, any person who is caught indulging in such activities will be arrested. Whether you are a parent or not even a parent, a relative or a family member, once the law is clear that nobody should use a child to do those activities, we have to make sure that we then indulge ourselves in such activities. Because the moment you are caught, the police will do its work by arresting and prosecuting you.
So would you say that you've made some gains with regards to, you know, tracking down some of these perpetrators of child labor?
We've done a lot because we've embarked on a lot of operations whereby we've been able to rescue a lot of people. And even when you come within the sub-region, we've been able to help other countries also to embark on a lot of activities in the area of child labor. Recently, we were in Burkina. We assisted them with the help of the immigration, that is the thematic program. We went there to assist them. And even in that one operation, we rescued over 400 children from the mining sector. And in our country too, we've done a lot where within the fishing sector, we've been able to rescue a lot of people. Within the cocoa sector, we've been able to rescue a lot of children. Now, most of them have been given to some NGOs and the children are back in school. So we are saying that once we have identified that it is a crime and there's a law on it, all of us need to help to make sure that children find their way into the classroom, but not to do those hazardous jobs.
That was Director of Anti-Human Trafficking Unit of the Ghana Police Service, Superintendent Patience Kwee.